I'm Amber Harper from the Burned In Teacher Podcast and a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 119 of the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you from the Ditch That Textbook World Headquarters here at my house in West Central Indiana. Today is December 24th, or at least that's the day that this episode is scheduled to come out. So if you're listening to it on that date and you celebrate Christmas, a very Merry Christmas Eve to you. And I wanted to also let you know that the Ditch That Textbook Digital Summit is still going on. Yes, I'm going to keep reminding you. Free online conference for teachers, more than 50 great video presentations. In fact, I'm going to be talking about one of those today in today's episode. So head on over to ditchsummit.com to check it out and to get registered. So just yesterday, on the 23rd, one of the video presentations in the Ditch Summit that came online for the first time was with Tony Jackson. I was thrilled to get to talk to this guy. So he is a teacher. I think he said he was a fourth grade teacher. You may also know him from a series of TV commercials that Microsoft did. He was the rapping poetry type teacher that uses a Microsoft Surface tablet. So for a while, those TV commercials were running, and that's where I first noticed him. And I started following him on Twitter, and I realized that he was a lot deeper than, you know, just a guy that uses technology in his class. That he does some really, really cool stuff. So what makes Tony unique, among other things, there's lots of things really that make him unique, but one of the things that makes him unique is that he does use poetry and rap and hip hop in his class. He will use it to help teach his students and help them to remember. He uses it to create community in his class. He even encourages his students whenever they want to try it out. He encourages them to express themselves that way too. And so we talked a little bit about that, which is, I think, is super cool in and of itself. But we both realized pretty quickly that it doesn't have to be poetry that you might want to bring to your class, because Tony's passion is poetry. He loves the creative outlet of it. He loves how it's able to communicate a message and that kind of thing. So that was his thing. And one of the things we talked about a lot is asking yourself this question: what is it that I am passionate about, and how can I use it in the classroom with my students? Now, the more that Tony used poetry and hip hop and rap and all of that in his classes, the more that his students started to want to do it too. And so one of the things I asked Tony was, I asked him about whenever his students started trying to do that or wanting to do that, like, was there anything that he did to encourage them? And we talked a little bit back and forth about it, and we came to the conclusion that it's important to set a culture, in this case, a culture of creativity. So with him, the culture of creativity meant that whenever students wanted to do something in a creative way, express themselves, express what they've learned in a creative way, that was encouraged and accepted. And he was interested in, kind of boosting them up for trying that out. And it kind of goes back to that idea of classroom culture. Like, what is it that you want to encourage in students? And then how can you build that culture? And it was so evident from how Tony talked about his class that culture was super, super important. And so I might ask that question of you. What kind of culture are you building in your classroom? Are you building a culture? Because the reality is, whether you think that you are or you think that you're not, you probably are. You probably are building a culture. And so the question then becomes, how can we intentionally create the culture that we want? With Tony, he was looking for times when students used those creative traits that he wanted to promote. And then he, you know, he encouraged them and praised them for using it. So something to think about. Maybe this is a good question for you if you're on break. You know, one of those things that you can kind of ponder a little bit over time is, what kind of culture are you creating? That was something that he talked about that I know really inspired me and hopefully gives you something to think about too. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.